Good evening and welcome. Our gathering hymn is Glory in the Cross. It's number 144 in your hymnal, number 144, and we will sing the Easter verses, which are on the right-hand side. Please rise. Let us gather glory in the cross of Christ, our salvation and our hope. Let us bow in homage to the Lord of life, who was broken to make us whole. There is no greater love as blessed as this, to lay down one's life for a friend. Let us ever glory in the cross of Christ and the triumph of God's great love. Let us ever glory in the cross of Christ, who is risen from the grave. He will come in glory to receive our hearts at the dawn of the lasting day. For the trumpet will sound, the dead shall be raised, and death shall defeat us no more. Let us ever glory in the cross of Christ and the triumph of God's great love.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May the Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to people of goodwill. Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. Glory.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace on earth, peace to people of good will. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in the glory of God the Father. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace on earth, peace to people of good will. Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that we may celebrate with heartfelt devotion these days of joy, which we keep in honor of the risen Lord, and that what we relive in remembrance, we may always hold to in what we do, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him and, falling at his feet, paid him homage. Peter, however, raised him up, saying, "Get up. I myself am also a human being." Then Peter proceeded to speak and said, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him." While Peter was still speaking these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the word. The circumcised believers who had accompanied Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit should have been poured out on the Gentiles also. For they could hear them speaking in tongues and glorifying God. Then Peter responded, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit even as we have?" He ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. The Lord has made his salvation known. In the sight of the nations he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness
toward the house of Israel. The Lord has revealed to the nations His saving power. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all your lands. Break into song, sing praise. The Lord has revealed to the nations His saving power.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent His only Son into the world so that we might have life through Him. In this love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as expiation for our sins. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to His disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in His love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give you. This I command you: love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's very clear from the readings that the church gives us this Sunday that we are called to meditate more deeply on God's love for us. And often our conception of love is very surface level, we might say. And you could turn on any TV show about love. It'll probably be about just merely physical attraction. You listen to most love songs. It'll be about getting together and breaking up again. You pick up any Hallmark card, it might express just some warm, fuzzy emotions
about love. And of course, we need to start in these places. No one falls in love with someone without first being attracted to them physically, usually. A dating relationship can start and it can end. There can also be lots of emotions that can pop up inside a person when they're in love with someone else. And those surface experiences are indicative of something, mainly that we are naturally called to love. And when we look at God's love, we can sometimes transfer the way we think about love onto God, or we can be trapped in our own surface conception of love. We do this quite often with almost anything that we attribute with God, because God is greater than anything that we can really conceive. So when we hear about love in Scripture, we can often read on the same surface level. However, God's love goes much deeper than that. And so I want to spend some time reflecting on that deep love that we are called to in God. So first of all, we are called to love one another just as Christ has loved us. And that love reflects the love that the Father and the Son share. In fact, actually, that mutual exchange of love that the Father and the Son share, that gaze actually springs forth the Holy Spirit, what we call common spiration in theological terms, the Holy Spirit from the Father and the Son. And so the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they love each other just by indwelling within each other, just by being in that love. It's something really to think about. But then further, that love that they share, that extends out to us, to the creation that God has made. Jesus tells us in the gospel that he chooses us. It was not me, not you who chose me, but I who chose you. God chose you. Have you ever thought about that? That before time began, God knew that you would exist, that he would will and love you into being, and that you would have a plan and purpose for your life. And God never actually stops choosing you. In fact, he's choosing you right now, at this very moment. That no matter what we do, even if we sin, we can always return to the love of God. We may fall away from God's love, but God never stops loving us. And because God chose us and appointed us, we will bear fruit because of that love. And we bear fruit by remaining in God's love. Remain in my love. How do we remain in God's love? Well, we do it by keeping his commandments, as Jesus says. And that sounds really easy. Just remain. That's all you have to do. Remain implies you don't go anywhere. You don't necessarily do anything. You don't have to do anything extraordinary. Just remain in God's love. And yet, how often do we not do that? We try to have our own plans. We try to move away from God. And yet the simplest way for us to remain in God's love is to remain in a state of grace, by bringing our sins, especially mortal sins, to confession and receiving Holy Communion. By doing that, we can remain in God's love, which isn't really complicated, but we are remaining in Christ's love when we do those things. Now, remaining doesn't mean a lack of activity. And you may be saying, well, Father, you just said that, you know, remaining just means staying where you are. But what I mean by that is when we remain in Christ's love, the agent of activity flips. Meaning, instead of it being about us trying to impress God by our works, God brings the works that he wants us to do. So what you will find instead is of trying to go out and try and invent a mission, the Lord will give the mission to you. And it could just be as simple as, for example, let's say you're a parent and your child needs something from you. Let's say that you're on the phone and they throw a temper tantrum while you're on the phone. and you're on a very important call. You have to stop and help your child. Now, that wasn't something that you invented. You probably didn't want that to happen, but the Lord gave that to you. When we remain in God's love, things like that often happen. Those chances for charity, those chances to be able to fulfill the mission that God is calling us to do will often occur to us. It's not all on us to be able to discover it. The Lord will bring it to us if we remain in Him. So one thing just to notice from the Trinitarian love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that I described, to how God chooses us, and then how we're called to remain in God's love, is that love is really about being. That God's love for us is about loving us just the way we are. It's not about earning it, but it's about remaining in it. And that fruit will be born by remaining in that love. But there's one other aspect about love that I want to draw your attention to. And that is the suffering that is involved with love. Jesus talks about laying down his life for his friends and how we are called to do the same. Now, often we associate love with positive things. We associate it with positive emotions, positive experiences. That's certainly part of love. Many of you who are married here probably remember the first emotions you experienced when you saw your future spouse for the first time, or you went on a date, or you proposed. Or priests often might talk about the first time they fell in love with the Lord and then were ordained to the priesthood. But that love doesn't stop there. It goes even deeper than that. Because eventually, your love gets tested. Maybe there's a crisis that happens, an illness. Something happens with one of your children. There is suffering in your relationship, and that suffering causes you to have to give more of yourself. And it can even push you to the brink in a lot of ways. But the suffering in that gift of self is what Jesus gives us when he suffers on the cross for expiation for our sins, that we might have life through him. And our suffering in Christ, again, it's in Christ, can bring life to others and bring life to us. There was a line that I read this week when I was reflecting on these readings that just keeps sticking with me, and so I want to share it with all of you. It's that it says, love is not love until it suffers, because love without suffering has not yet truly given itself. Love is not love until it suffers, because love without suffering has not yet truly given itself. The love that is expressed through the Father and the Son is a self-gift. And the physical expression of that love is when Jesus gives himself on the cross for us. And so that gift of self, which can seem unbearable, and it is unbearable, without the grace of God. But yet, it is in that suffering, that testing of that love, that we truly grow closer to the Lord and truly grow closer to others, that we really fulfill that commandment of loving others. By remaining in God's love, the suffering tested love that we experience through our gift of self to others bears fruit that will last.
I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
All things visible and invisible.
I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God. suffered death, and was buried, rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic apostolic church.
I confess some baptism
for the forgiveness of sins.
And the presence of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Christ commands us to show our love for him and for the Father by loving one another. Let us now turn to the Father's love with our prayers for the church and for the world.
That the ministry of Pope Francis will be blessed by God and hallmarked with courage, compassion, and truth. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That world leaders will facilitate the sharing of medical and humanitarian resources to foster healing of all who are in anguish of body, mind, or spirit. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That young people, deciding how they will spend their lives, may consider serving God's people as priests or in religious life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may be aware of and share the good things God has given us with those who suffer from ill health, economic hardship, or from the effects of poverty, anxiety, unemployment, or depression. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the sick, the housebound, the lonely, and the bereaved will be comforted by the knowledge of Christ's unconditional love for them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May those who have died be forever joyful in the kingdom of heaven. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear.
That all those that have received the sacrament of confirmation today and here in the next couple weeks here at the cathedral will be able to be strengthened in the grace of their baptismal dignity and open the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
God, our Father, send your spirit of truth into our hearts that we may always reject what is false and be true to the love you have shown us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Our presentation hymn is Litany of Peace. It's number 537 in the hymnal, 537.
God have love you, the peace is planted deep within our hearts. Make me an instrument of your peace. Make me an instrument of your peace. God of peace, wherever there is hatred, may we bring your love. Make me an instrument of your peace. Make me an instrument of your peace. May we bring your hope and gladness where despair and sadness are. Make me an instrument of your peace. Make me an instrument of your peace. May we seek to understand another with a patient heart. Make me an instrument of your peace. peace. Make me an instrument of your peace. Faithful God, wherever there is darkness, may we bring your light. Make me an instrument of your peace. Make me an instrument of your peace. God of mercy, help us to forgive when there is injury done. Make me an instrument of your peace. Make me an instrument of your peace. Gracious God, whenever people hunger, may we fill their need. Make me an instrument of your peace. Make me an instrument of your peace. Set us free from all our fear and anger. Set us free to love. Make me an instrument of your peace. Make me an instrument of your peace.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
May our prayers rise up to you, O Lord, together with the sacrificial offerings, so that purified by your graciousness, we may be conformed to the mysteries of your mighty love, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord. But in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For he is the true Lamb who has taken away the sins of the world. By dying he has destroyed our death, and by rising restored our life. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna.
indeed holy, O Lord, and all you've created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess
resurrection
until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and John, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassionate, merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
The Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever."
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Our communion hymn is Take and Eat. It's number 364 in your hymnal. Number 364.
Takes
with you night and day. You are my flock, you know the shepherd's voice. You are my own, your ransom is my blood. Take and eat, take and eat. This is my body given up for you. Take and drink, take and drink. This is my blood given up for you. I am the cornerstone that God has laid, a chosen stone and precious in his eyes. You are God's dwelling place, on me you rest. Like living stones, a temple for God's praise. Take and eat, take and eat. This is my body given up for you. Take and drink, take and drink. This is my blood given up for you. I am the light that came into the world. I am the light that darkness cannot hide. I am the morning star that never sets. Lift up your face, in you my light will shine. Take and eat, take and eat. This is my body given up for you. Take and drink, take and drink. This is my blood given up for you. I am the first and last, the living one. I am the Lord who died that you might live. I am the bridegroom, this is wedding song. You are my bride, come to the marriage feast. Take and eat, take and eat. This is my body given up for you. Take and drink, take and drink. This is my blood given up for you. I am the word that spoke and light was made. I am the seed that died to be reborn. I am the bread that comes from heaven above. I am the vine that fills your cup with joy. Take and eat, take and eat. This is my body given up for you. Take and drink, take and drink. This is my blood given up for you. I am the way that leads the exile. I am the truth that sets the captive free. I am the light that raises up the dead. I am your peace, true peace, my gift to you. Take and eat, take and eat. This is my body given up for you. Take and drink, take and drink. This is my blood given up.
Let us pray. Almighty ever living God, who restore us to eternal life in the resurrection of Christ, increase in us, we pray, the fruits of this paschal sacrament, and pour into our hearts the strength of this saving food, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Announcements?
Okay. Our parish announcements. There is 1 hour in the Adoration Chapel in need of a regular weekly adorer. Sundays at 12 a.m. This is Saturday at midnight. The Knights of Columbus are handing out Lifesavers candy after Masses. All proceeds will be donated to the Dodge City Pregnancy Center. Thank you to those praying for more priests for the Diocese of Dodge City. Thank you especially to Gustavo and Angelica Trito, who will pray for the month of May.
Invite them to come forward to receive the vocations kit.
Okay.
One other just vocation-related announcement. So mark your calendars for June 1st, Saturday, June 1st. We are going to have a diaconate ordination for the Catholic Diocese of Dodge City. Carson Hopt, who is from Scott City and goes to seminary at Kendrick in St. Louis, will be ordained a deacon, which is one step of ordination before being ordained a priest. And so if you, it'll be here at the cathedral at 10 o'clock. I hope that you can make it and be able to support him. I know when I got ordained both to diaconate and priesthood, it meant a lot to have people come from all over the diocese to be able to support me. And so, and Carson, I'm sure, would greatly appreciate that support. He'll also, for the summer, he will be assigned here as a deacon for the month of June and July, which will be very exciting to have a deacon present with us. And so I hope that's an event on June 1st at 10 o'clock that you can make it here for a diaconate ordination. I see that our family came up. Perfect timing. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for the blessing. May God, who by the resurrection of his only begotten Son was pleased to confer on you the gift of redemption and of adoption, give you gladness by his blessing. Amen.
Amen.
May he, who by whose redeeming work you have received the gift of everlasting freedom, make you heirs to an eternal inheritance. Amen.
Amen.
And may you, who have already risen with Christ in baptism through faith, by living in a right manner on this earth, be united with him in the homeland of heaven. Amen.
Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God. Our hymn for being sent forth is Love Has Come. It's number 494 in the hymnal, number 494. With one voice the angels sing songs that make creation ring. Prophets hear and call us to live in spirit and in truth. Lord of God and throne, dwell in us forevermore. Love has come to show the way. Alleluia. Peace be with us. God has come to show.
bound, dwell in us forevermore. Love has come to show the way. Alleluia, peace be with us. Love has come to show the way.
Thank you, Dalton.
Mm-hmm.